Two builders, same budget, same month. One is on a $200 plane and cruises through a heavy refactor. The other is on the same $200 plane, doing similar work, and hits a wall by Thursday. Same price, same task, completely different experience. The difference isn't the model. It's the meter, the unit each vendor counts to decide when you've had enough. And almost nobody reads it before they buy. In the first article we covered which model to reach for. This one is about the thing underneath every pricing page, three completely different ways of counting, each with its own hidden accelerator that empties your budget faster than you'd expect. The evergreen idea, the meter matters more than the price. Sticker price, dollars per million tokens, or dollars per month, tells you what a unit costs. It does not tell you how fast you consume units, and that is where budgets actually live or die. A cheap unit you burn through recklessly is more expensive than a dear one you spend with discipline. There are 3 meters in this market, and every product you use is one of them wearing a friendly UI. Raw tokens, the API. You pay per token in and per token out. Honest, granular, and completely usage-based. The whole game here is reducing tokens through caching and batching, not switching models. Compute hours, Anthropic subscription / Claude code. Your plane gives you a pool of active working time that is really token throughput in disguise. Dense context and long sessions drain it fast, because every turn resends the growing conversation. Messages, OpenAI's codec / ChatGPT plans. You get an allowance of prompts per window. A message counts as one message, unless it's a heavy reasoning request, which quietly counts for more. Same work, 3 meters, 3 different bills. If you don't know which one you're on, you can't optimize it, you can only be surprised by it. Figure class equals T infographic. SVG viewbox equals 00760300, role equals IMG, order labeled by equals meter title inline, XMLNS equals style equals width 100%, height auto, font family, main rope, system UI, sans serif. Title ID equals meter title inline, 3 ways your AI usage is metered, and what drains each one fastest, / title. Style. Dot M box, fill, none, stroke, current color, stroke opacity, 0.25. Dot M ven, font size, 15px, font weight, 700, fill, current color. Dot M unit, font size, 13px, font weight, 600, fill, current color. Dot MLBL, font size, 11px, fill, current color, opacity, 0.65. Dot MTXT, font size, 12px, fill, current color. Dot MPL, fill, current color, fill opacity, 0.1, stroke, current color, stroke opacity, 0.35. / style. GTransform equals, translate, 2016. Rect class equals mbox, x equals 0, y equals 0, width equals 720, height equals 80, rx equals 10, /. Text class equals mven, x equals 18, y equals 30, Anthropic, Claude code, / text. Rect class equals ample, x equals 18, y equals 44, width equals 150, height equals 24, rx equals 12, /. Text class equals mnet, x equals 30, y equals 61, meter, compute hours, / text. Text class equals mlbl, x equals 300, y equals 28, drains fastest, / text. Text class equals mtxt, x equals 300, y equals 46, dense context and emp, long repos, / text. Text class equals mtxt, x equals 300, y equals 63, every turn rereads the whole thing, / text. Text class equals mlbl, x equals 540, y equals 28, main lever, / text. Text class equals mtxt, x equals 540, y equals 46, prune context, / text. Text class equals mtxt, x equals 540, y equals 63, cache, shorter sessions, / text. Rect class equals mbox, x equals 0, y equals 94, width equals 720, height equals 80, rx equals 10, /. Text class equals mven, x equals 18, y equals 124, OpenAI, codec / ChatGPT, / text. Rect class equals mpl, x equals 18, y equals 138, width equals 120, height equals 24, rx equals 12, /. Text class equals mnet, x equals 30, y equals 155, meter, messages, / text. Tax class equals MLBL X equals 300 Y equals 122 trains fastest slash text. Tax class equals MTXT X equals 300 Y equals 140 high reasoning effort slash text. Text class equals MTXT X equals 300 Y equals 157 each hard 10 counts for more slash text. Text class equals MLBL X equals 540 Y equals 122 main lever slash text. Text class equals MTXT X equals 540 Y equals 140 lower effort by default slash text. Text class equals MTXT X equals 540 Y equals 157 fewer denser turns slash text. Rec class equals mbox x equals 0 y equals 188 width equals 720 height equals 80 rx equals 10 forward slash. Text class equals mvent x equals 18 y equals 218 raw API for all vendors slash text. Rec class equals mpl x equals 18 y equals 232 width equals 110 height equals 24 rx equals 12 forward slash. Text class equals MUNIT X equals 30 Y equals 249 meter tokens slash text. Text class equals MLBL X equals 300 Y equals 216 trains fastest slash text. Text class equals MTXT X equals 300 Y equals 234 input volume slash text. Text class equals MTXT X equals 300 Y equals 251 context dwarfs output on most calls slash text. Text class equals MLBL X equals 540 Y equals 216 main lever slash text. Text class equals MTXT X equals 540 Y equals 234 prompt caching dash 90% slash text. Text class equals MTXT X equals 540 Y equals 251 batch API minus 50% slash text. Slash G. Slash SVG. Slash figure. The current state, as of July 19, 2026. The prices below are confirmed against vendor and aggregator pages. The subscription caps are not, vendors don't publish exact hour or message numbers, they change often, and most of what's known is community reported. So treat the API prices as fact and the plan limits as directional. Verify your own plan before you lean on any figure here. As of July 19, 2026. Raw API. Token prices per 1M input slash output. Claude, Fable $5.10 slash $1.50, Opus $4.8.5 slash $1.25, Sonnet $5.2 slash $1.10, Intro, Haiku $4.5.1 slash $1.5. OpenAI GPT a 5.6, Sol $5 slash $1.30, Terra $2.50 slash $1.15, Luna $1 slash $1.6. Challenges, GLM $5.2 $1.40 slash $4.40, Kimi K $3.3 slash $1.15, DeepSeek V4 slash $0.14 slash $0.28. Caching and batch, the real API levers. Claude, cached input roughly minus 90%, batch minus 50%. OpenAI, cached input reads minus 90%, cache writes build 1.25 times, 30, min cache life, batch minus 50%. Subscriptions, structure firm, numbers community reported. Anthropic meters compute hours. Community figures put pro, $20, around 40 to 80 active hours slash week, with max, $100 slash $200, scaling roughly 5 times and 20 times. Dense context coding burns the pool fast. OpenAI meters messages. Community figures put higher tiers in the low thousands of messages slash week, but high reasoning requests draw down harder. Sub-window limits, rolling few hour caps, bite before the weekly one on bursty days. Notice what this does to the, which plan is cheaper, question, on the API you optimize tokens, on Claude subscriptions you optimize context length and session discipline, on OpenAI subscriptions you optimize effort level and turn count. Three different disciplines for what looks like the same job. The same build, 3 meters. Picture medium feature, some planning, a few hundred lines of new code, test, a review pass. Roughly the same work in all three worlds. Here's what actually moves your bill. On the API, the cost is dominated by how many tokens you push, and most of those are input, the context you resend every turn. Two builders writing identical code can differ 3 times on cost purely because one keeps a tidy, cache context and the other drags a 200k token repo into every call. The model choice barely matters next to that. On Claude code, the same context bloat shows up as compute hours evaporating. A long, meandering session in a big repo eats the weekly pool even if the code produced is modest, because the meter is throughput, and throughput is mostly reread context. On OpenAI Codex, token volume matters less and turn behavior matters more. 30 crisp messages at moderate effort cost far less against the cap than the same work dragged out over 80 high reasoning turns. The meter rewards decisiveness. The lesson isn't, 1 meter is best. It's that the optimization you should reach for depends entirely on which meter you're standing on, and the single most common mistake is applying API instincts, just pick a cheaper model, to a subscription meter, where context hygiene or effort discipline is the real lever. Where the challenges sit. Most challenger usage, GLM, Kimi, DeepSeek, Qwen, happens on the raw token meter, via their APIs or OpenRouter. That's the meter where they're strongest, because their whole advantage is price per token. Jipu's GLM coding plan, roughly $18/$72/$160 a month, community confirmed, is the notable exception, a subscription-style meter aimed squarely at Claude and OpenAI coding plans, and worth a look if your work is GLM-friendly. But for most builders, the challenges are a token meter play, cheap muscle you rent by the token, not a subscription you live inside. The playbook. Know your meter before you buy. Ask one question of any plan, what unit am I actually spending, tokens, hours, or messages? The answer determines your entire optimization strategy. On a token meter, chase caching, not cheaper models. A -90% cash discount beats most model downgrades and costs you nothing in quality. Batch anything that isn't interactive for another -50%. On a compute hour meter, treat context as the budget. Prune aggressively, start fresh chats instead of dragging a bloated one, and don't keep a giant repo in scope for a two-line change. On a message meter, treat effort as the budget. Default to moderate reasoning, reserve high effort for the turns that genuinely need it, and get more done per message so you spend fewer of them. Reread the meter monthly. Vendors quietly retune caps and cash rules. The structure is stable, the numbers are not. The cooler take. The consensus advice is, compare the plans and pick the cheapest per token. We think that's a trap dressed as prudence. Sticker price shopping optimizes the one number the vendor wants you to stay at, while the meter, the thing that actually decides how far your money goes, stays invisible. You can win the price comparison and still run out of budget on Thursday. The contrarian move for a South African business isn't to hunt for the cheapest meter. It's to build so that the meter barely matters, to design workflows where the expensive, metered AI turn happens rarely and deliberately, wrapped in cheap deterministic code that does the repetitive lifting for free. A business that reads its meter and then engineers around it stops being a price taker at the mercy of the next pricing change. That's the applied AI difference, not finding the cheapest tariff, but building the system that makes the tariff a footnote and turning the money you'd have burned on busy work into capacity to take on more work. Where this is heading. Reading the meter by hand, remembering which discipline applies on which plan, month after month as the numbers drift, is exactly the kind of overhead the token economy harness is meant to absorb. The estimator we're building reports cost in your meter's units, not just $X of tokens, but is almost equal to N5-hour windows, or is almost equal to Y% of your weekly pool, because that's the number you actually feel. Until it exists, the discipline is free and immediate. Find out what you're spending, tokens, hours, or messages, and optimize that. Confirm the current caps against your own plan before you trust any figure here. In this market, the meter's fine print changes faster than the sticker price. Sources, July 2026. Anthropic Pricing and Caching, platform.claude.com/docs, fin out. OpenAI GPT 5.6 Pricing and Cache Terms, OpenAI Help Center, Easel. ChatGPT/Codex Limits, community/Aggregator, Intuition Labs. GLM Coding Plan, docs.z.ai Pricing. Subscription caps are community reported and change frequently, API prices are point in time. Confirm against your own plan and the vendor pages before making budget decisions.